anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all your many manifold blessings. Lord, as we rise this morning, the song that rang in my heart, Lord, was, Lord, we need your anointing. We need your refreshing rain. Lord, we need your power. Lord, we need your anointing. Lord, we need you to breathe afresh on us and to fall afresh on us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of us just have risen up this morning. Some of us have not even begun our day. Lord, some on the call are calling from a different time zone and calling earlier. But our desire and our need and our desperation, Lord, is the same. With so much going on in the world, God, there's danger seen and unseen. There's earthquakes in diverse places, Lord, hurricanes raging all across the land, God. We are in desperate need of you. There's wickedness in high places, Lord. There's murders and deaths going everywhere, Lord. There's evil raging in the land, Lord. We need your anointing, God, to survive in this day and times in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't make it without you, God. So let your anointing fall afresh on us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need your anointing to do many things, oh God. And the first thing we need your anointing to do is to fall afresh on us and to wash us and to make us clean in the mighty name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart, Holy Spirit, and renew a right spirit within us. Oh, God, because we need your glory, God. We need your anointing, Lord, and we need to be clean. You said, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, and who shall acquire in his secret place? You said in your word that he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, Lord. And so, God, if I long to be in your presence, God, I need to be clean, oh, God. So wash us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Clean us up inside and outside, God, that we may be holy and acceptable, God, that we may be white as snow, oh, God, that our praise may come to you, oh, God, as a sweet-smelling savor. Oh, God, as we worship and adore you, God, as we magnify you, God, we need you to come to more and fall afresh and rest, and just rest in the midst of our praise.
amazing. Because, Lord, when you come in, God, you show up and show out in a great and mighty way. And we need you to do great things, oh God, today. We need you to do miraculous things today. Lord, we need you to do awesome things today. So, God, come to more right now, God, and have your way in my heart, Lord. Come to more right now, God, and have your way in my mind right now. Come to more, oh God, and have your way in my soul. I'm thirsty for you, God, and I want to be clean before you. I want to be white before you. Lord, I want to be holy before you. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, come on and do an inspection right now and shine your light in me. And if you find anything in me that's unlike you, God, reject it, cast it out, rebuke it, God, get it out of me right now, God, that I may be holy and acceptable before you. And then the next thing we need you to do, Holy Ghost, is we need you to fall afresh in us and empower us to be the witnesses that God has destined for us to be. Oh, God, some of us are fearful. Lord, some of us don't share the good news of Jesus Christ, and I sometimes fall into that some of us list, Lord. But, Lord, Holy Ghost, we need you to fall afresh on us and give us the strength that we need, oh God, to be bold witnesses, Lord. Help us to let someone know that Jesus saves today. Someone needs to know that Jesus heals and Jesus sets free, oh God, today. And oftentimes we allow our flesh to get the best of us, but Holy Ghost, come in and saturate yourself in us to help us to put this flesh under subjection, that we may bind the spirit of fear, that we may bind the spirit of doubt, that we may bind the spirit of God of not being compassionate. Oh God, we may bind the spirit, oh God, of God just being okay with somebody going to hell, Lord. Oh God, for creating us a mind, oh God. Stir the spirit of evangelism in us today, God, that we may lead someone to Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Fall afresh on us and make us clean within and without, oh God. Fall afresh in us, Holy Spirit, and give us the strength that we need to be bold witnesses. And then fall afresh on us, Holy Ghost, so that we might represent or reflect the image of Christ. Lord, I want to walk worthy of my calling. I want to be holy and acceptable, which God expects me to be. Lord, I want to worship him in spirit and in truth, and I can't do it in this flesh, because I admit this morning that there is no good thing in my flesh. My flesh tries to deceive me. My flesh tries to lead me astray. My flesh, oh God, takes me to and fro, Lord, to places that I should not be at, or thoughts that I should not be having, or things that I should not be doing. Lord, that's what my flesh wants to do. But Lord, I put this flesh under subjection right now. I cast the devil out of the minds of your people. I cast the devil out of the wills of your people. Holy Ghost, come to more and help me to look like Christ, oh God. Help me to talk like Christ. Oh God, help me to walk like Christ. Help me to live like Christ. Help me to love like Christ. Help me to hope like Christ. Help me to obey like Christ. And I only can do that with your spirit deep down inside of me, leading and guiding me so that you might get the glory out of my life. I'm excited about you, oh God, today, because our cries of anointing will not fall on deaf ears. You said that if we call upon you, you will answer us. You said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. We want a greater anointing, oh God, today. Oh God, we want more of you, oh God, today. Yesterday's anointing just won't do, but you have something fresh for us today. You have something new for us today, because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Make us over again, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Put us on a potter's wheel and shape us and mold us into the images, into the vessels, into the people that you desire for us to be on this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we need you. So anointing, fall on me. I need the power of the Holy Ghost to fall on me, that I may walk right, that I may talk right, that I may act right, that I may live right, that I may be holy and acceptable. I can't do it no other way. If I try to go in my own power and if I try to go in my own might, then my doubt is going to rage. Oh, God, my fear is going to rage. Oh, God, things that should not have any way in my thoughts and my life and in my influence in my life will get the best of me. But you didn't give me the spirit of doubt, nor did you give me the spirit of fear, but you've given me the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, God. Thank you, oh God, today that I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on you. And so my mind told me, oh God, that it was time to pray. So my spirit man said, it's time to get God's glory. But I became distracted in the meantime. Things got on my mind, oh God, that did not have anything to do with prayer. But I thank you, oh God, today that God, nothing shall be able to separate me from your love. God, I need your presence that much. Oh God, I need your anointing, oh God, that much. I said, I need your power, oh God, that much. I need you, oh God. I can't make it without you. I can't live without you. And I understand, God, today that I can't even breathe without you. I can't plan my days without you. I can't do anything without consulting you. Because, Lord, I don't want to waste no more time. I don't want to waste any more time. You are soon to return, and you're coming for a church without spot nor blemish. God, make us whole right now. Make us holy right now, God. Make us acceptable, Lord. Oh, God, clean us up. Clean up our bad attitudes. Clean up our unforgiveness, oh God. Clean up, oh God, our impatience, oh Lord, and our lack of compassion. Clean up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Trim our laps, oh God. We don't want our laps to be empty, God. We're running to and fro, Lord, doing things, oh God, that don't even matter, Lord. We're running to and fro thinking that our works are going to save us, Lord. But, Lord, I declare right now, oh God, that we're going to give you our best, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to give you our best focus and our best attention and our best worship and our best praise and our best time in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to give you quality and quantity. Oh God, we don't want to just give you lackluster things just to say we're in the number, but Lord, we want to give you our best and continue to do the work that you call for us to do. So God, help us to give you our quality and our quantity. You deserve our praise. You deserve our service. You deserve our worship. You deserve these hands that you have saved out of darkness to do the work for the Lord. You deserve this, these eyes and this mouth, oh God, and these ears and these feet, God, that you saved out of sin. You deserve for it to be used or them to be used for your glory. I belong to you. I'm not my own. And since I was bought with a price, Lord, I give myself away to you today. Fill our cups. Send the rain even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. A rain of refreshing, a rain of anointing, a rain of power that only you can provide and that we only need from you. Lord, we can't go get filled up at no junk station. Lord, when we go try to get cheap gas, our car runs cheaply. God, but when we go to the nice gas place that has good gas, it may cost a little bit more. But, Lord, we get the best results from that gas. That's just like us, Lord. We can't go get filled up at places that don't offer us the best results or the best fruit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop, God, stop us right now, Lord, from getting filled up, oh God, on TV with people who don't trust us and don't know us, Lord. Help us to stop going to get filled up from our friends who don't have our best interest at heart and is not our God. God, help us to not go get filled up, oh God, at these cheap stations, but help us to do the best thing. Yes, it's going to cost a little bit more. Yes, we have to do a little bit more. Yes, we have to be holy, oh God. Yes, we have to be acceptable, God. But we get the best results when we come to the best person. And you are the best thing. No more substitutes, Lord. that message has been that's been raging in my soul over the last couple of weeks. God, we're being seduced by substitutes. But I thank you, oh God, today, that I understand that you are the way. There is nobody that can get me into the way but you. You are the truth. There's nobody else that has a truth other than you. Oh God, and you are the life, God. And God, nobody else can give me life but you. And so touch us, Lord. Bless us, Lord, today. Lead, God, and direct us. Let your will be done. And have your way in us, oh God, today. Our cups are filled up and continue to fill us up to prepare us for this day. Because I'm excited about you. I feel your anointing. I feel your presence in this place. And I thank you that, God, you are such an awesome God that when I call upon you, God, you show up in a mighty way. And when I worship you, Lord, you come in and inhabit the praises of your people. Thank you for being a God of your word. Never falling short of your word. Never falling short of your glory. And so where the Spirit of the Lord is, thank you for the liberty that you have brought into this atmosphere on this day. Let it run before us. God, goodness and mercy is following us, God. God, let liberty, let favor, let it go before us that as we press towards that higher calling, Lord, we'll walk into our destiny. We'll walk into our breakthrough, Lord, because we don't have to look behind because you have already given us everything that we need to walk in victory, to walk in your anointing, and to walk in your power on this day. God bless each and every one of us under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, let this be a day like none other. I declare healing in the life of Missionary Miller before I depart. I pray healing in the life of little Amias, Lord. We received a call last night that he was suffering from another seizure, Lord. And, Lord, I bind that sickness, Lord. Send healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't allow the baby to suffer, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I can't say more, but Holy Ghost, you know, you know, you know. And so we put the baby's life in your hands. I call on little Noel Cork and little baby Bella Nova, those that have been on our sick list and on our prayer list, Lord, I declare healing. I still believe that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous avail as much. That means we've got to give you quantity of prayer, Lord, that we must consistently remain steadfast in you, but you are still looking for us to give you the best every single time, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So here we are praying without ceasing. Here we are steadfast before you. Here we are yielding to your will, God. Have your way in us and get the glory out of our lives. Bless us this day, and we'll give you all the glory. We will give you all the honor, and we'll give you all the praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ that we pray this morning, we say thank God, amen, and amen.